Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spitting at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite of all time. That song's called The Nexus. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album. It's a double album. It's absolutely the most, the best album, the best money I've ever spent on music, the Innocent Age album. And I encourage you. I'm dating myself, right, Jeff? I'm calling them albums, but
albums. Yeah.
I've owned it every way. I've owned it on vinyl. I've owned it on cassette. I've owned it on CD. Four-track. Actually, I had four-track over this.
Four-track.
No, this came out after four-track. But anyway.
Wax cylinder.
I encourage you to check it out. Dan Fogelberg's music is a really special guy that we lost too soon. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're spinning a few platters and having some fun with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey is the Chief Home Officer. Also, our word merchant here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Got words, right, Jeff? Is that right?
GotWords.com.
GotWords.com. That's what he does.
You need them, I'll sell them to you.
He helps you formulate your narrative, your narrative strategy, whether it be writing up, right? You help people with what they're trying to write, or you also write it for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've coached folk in all sorts of communication skills, whether it's writing, public speaking, and the like,
yep.
You know, get them involved in social media. And as I say, if it's written, spoken, blogged, or tweeted, you'll find it at gotwords.com.
There you go.
So
check it out. Hey, Jeff, you know, one of the things that's been interesting recently is how people are thinking about Apple, the corporation Apple. And this week, I keep hearing experts, so-called experts, say that Apple really now, basically, is a phone company.
Yeah.
They're not a tablet company. They're not a smartphone company, I should say. They're not a tablet company. They're not a computer company. It's all about the smartphone.
Right.
And people are saying to them, when we're looking for the next thing, something besides a phone, people are getting anxious. But the point I'm making here is this company that started out making computers and got into the phone business, it's, you know, the iPhone has just taken over everything. I mean, there are a lot of droids out there. I have a droid. I like droids better, but it's just amazing what smartphones have done to the world, especially that corporation.
Well, what they've done, and your comment, one of your comments that stuck with me is how they've taken over everything. They've especially taken over our wallets. And I'm a believer. You know, we talk tech all the time on your show, and we talk about the importance of staying, if not bleeding edge, but staying, you know, current in your technology. And I have an old iPhone 4S that I've had for the longest time. It runs perfectly. It makes calls. It sends and receives emails and texts. I can surf if I've got a good network. You know, it does everything I need. It's just the capacity is a little bit small now compared to what I could have out there as mm-hmm. far as the gigabytes.
You keep music on your phone?
I keep music on my phone. Yeah. I don't use, you know, any of those streaming services because I don't have an unlimited data plan.
Right.
So,
well, you're too tight to buy it is what you're saying.
I'm too tight to buy it.
Okay,
exactly.
Go ahead.
So when you got five kids, five family members, you know, it gets a little pricey. So, but anyway, the I have 3,000 songs on my phone, so it's time for me to start. I'm pushing the upper limits of my data availability, my storage capacity. But then I went out and priced a phone, and those things are close to $700. $700 for a phone, to me, is just insane.
Now, are they going to expect you to pay for that, or are you going to get a big discount if you subscribe for a couple of years?
You get no discounts per se. I mean, they'll give you.
Has that already happened? See, I was
think
hearing
the time of the subsidies for these phones, what they would call subsidies, where if you buy it through your carrier, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, whatever,
right.
They say they're cutting you some sort of deal. But I think that a lot of that is now gone.
Well, I've been hearing about that. We haven't upgraded in a few months, and I was hearing in the last this month, I guess, that. To start, we're going to be starting to see companies, the carriers, not not subsidizing the phone purchases like they were. And so you're telling me that's already happened?
Which happened with some.
You went to your carrier and they wanted full price for a new phone?
They wanted full price for a new phone, or they have these new amortized is the wrong word. It's almost like a lease. But you keep the phone at the end, but you're paying a monthly fee, some down, and then a monthly fee for the cost of the phone. Where I said, screw that. I'm not. It's not being a tightwad. It's not wanting to spend money where it needn't be spent. I mean,
listen. Everybody listening gets it because we're all small business owners,
right?
You know, you just can't go. You can't go. If the old machine in the back of the building will still chug along, it doesn't matter if it's not pretty anymore. You're getting whatever you can out of it, because if it's paid for, that's free miles.
Absolutely, and that's what I say about my 2003 Honda Odyssey, and that's what I say about my, you know, whatever, 2012.
Yeah, I thought you had a Gremlin. I thought you were driving.
I had a Gremlin. Yeah,
you got rid of the Gremlin?
I traded the Gremlin when I got the Pinto.
Was that the Gremlin?
And then I traded
up
to the
Green
Odyssey.
One?
That's the green Gremlin, exactly. So what I'm doing is I'm searching sites. I've gone to, you know, eBay, Craigslist. There's a site called Swappa, and then there's a site called Gazelle. And people might have seen ads on online or on TV for Gazelle, where they buy your old phone and they sell you a clean and factory refreshed phone. You know, refreshed to factory settings. I should say it's not sent back to the factory. You know, there's things you got to watch for.
So
you got to make sure.
Check it. What are those sites again? Where you can.
Well, the Gazelle, and certainly eBay, Craigslist, Amazon. Yeah. Just search online.
Check
the
it
point
out.
Is search online and be a wary shopper.
Phones are going to start getting expensive, is what you're saying, right?
They already are, if you check later.
GotWords.com is Jeffrey's website. Thanks, Jeff. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.